14 at WEOL. You know, last hour we learned that the actress who played Ralph Monroe, Ralph and Alf, the Monroe brothers, or I don't know.
Well, they called themselves brothers, didn't they?
Yes, it was the construction company, the workers with the big overalls and the hats doing the work on the Haney Place.
Doing something.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean Haney Place?
That's what it was called, the Haney Place. That's the name of the house that the Douglases moved into.
Really? I didn't know that.
Because where'd you move? Bought the Haney? You bought the Haney place?
I see.
And who do you think they bought the house from?
Oh, Mr. Haney.
Well, sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, trouble right there.
I think that's, anyway, so the actress Mary Grace Canfield, she was 89 years old. Mm. She played that and many other different characters through a lot of 60s television as well. She sort of was disappointed that she was known for that role, it said in an article with the LA Times from a recent interview. In the fact that she said it was too, she would rather have been known for something more difficult to do. It was more easier for her. Basically, it's deadpan, you know, deliver the lines that you're given. But it was just such a unique character, you know. Here's a woman named Ralph.
I'm wondering if Lorain County horticulturalist Charles Benke had a favorite character on Green Acres.
I did.
Who would that be?
The county agent, Hank Kimball.
As you all know, I'm your County Kimball, Hank Agent.
I believe I am.
I'm Hank Kimball, your County Agent. Yes, that sounds better.
Well, not better. Mr. Kimball, what about the bug?
What bug? Oh! As you all know, we have a serious problem on our hands. Well, it's not on our hands, it's on our corn.
Well, now, do you know what kind of a bug it is?
At first, I thought it was a European corn borer, but I eliminated him. Well, I didn't eliminate him. There's a lot of them still running around.
Mr. Kimball.
You better watch out in the month of June, July when the European corn borers come out.
Here we
they
go.
Splat against your window when you're going, you know, at 65 miles an hour down I-71.
When you were working at the Ohio Extension office and you were the Lorain County horticultural agent.
Horticulture extension agent.
So you were basically our version of...
That's how I introduced myself. Well, I originally started over in Cuyahoga County and people didn't know what OSU extension was and the county agents. I always, hey, do you remember Hank Kimball? You know, people relate to that.
I don't know if we ever got good advice from Hank Kimball. There was a lot of double talk and sort of confusion and by the end, Mr. Douglas would be pulling his hair out. In this particular episode, they have to use a crop dust. And by the end of this meeting, Mr. Douglas has now been volunteered to fly the plane.
Of course. Why not?
He's like, he's always.
Well, look, if Mr. Ed can fly a plane, then Oliver Wendell Douglas could fly a plane as well.
Sure they could. That's a miracle of 60s television. Well, we've got Charles Benke in here. We bring him in every once in a while. Last time you were in here, it was prior to Christmas. So happy New Year. Happy Groundhog Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Now that I've President's Day. How was your President's Day?
It was very presidential.
Okay, now that we got caught up on
it. We've declared it Vice President's Day today because the kids are home from school and a lot of people are home.
Right.
So
might as well give another reason for that.
Yeah, I think we should call it Jim P.E. Day. Go out and shovel that snow for Mom and Dad.
Oh, my.
You know, be the Sergeant P.E. Director of your local gymnasium in out there on the driveway and sidewalk and do a little sidewalk shovel.
Right.
Get their gym class in. They can get at least 3 hours worth of time in this morning.
I think
they don't
still
get buried
bed.
In a snowbank.
Yes. And where are you protecting?
You know, that's one
too,
thing about snowbanks. You never get any interest in those things.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Oh boy. But what about those snowbanks?
I just needed to get that out of the way.
Now we were concerned earlier about piling up snow, and it's piled up on grass. It's piled up in some cases on bushes. Shrubbery, as we might call it.
Mine are piled up on trees by now. Okay, yeah. Have you seen how much snow we've had?
Is that a problem?
Not really. If you have some I actually like to shovel snow around like the forsythia bush along my driveway because it actually protects the flower blossoms when we drop down to that minus 10, minus 15 degrees. If you can have some snow around thing, you actually protect the plant. And this winter, of course, it's been hard to do it if you had had anything like grapes, you know, it's hard to cover them up. They're kind of vining up there a little bit high. Or if you'd have some blackberries that you could have laid down on the ground and actually covered some snow over them, they would have been much more protected because of that. And we're going to see damage just because of this cold weather that we had back in January, the what is it, 7th and 8th, and then about the 27th, 28th, when we had our event. Then we had another event early February. That's done some damage to some plant material.
Now, it has been very cold, and this week it's going to warm up a bit, one day, maybe near 50. For example, the Lorain County Metro Parks have their Maple Sugar Days this weekend. What do you think will happen?
Well, with a little warm spell, I bet there's going to be some sap that might start making it up the trees. I've noticed some of the maple trees, the sugar maples that are in the neighborhood, that you can actually see the buds have actually been swelling a little bit. So I might think that you have cold night, sunny day, there's sap that starts moving in a tree. You know, time will tell though.
Okay.
What about insects out there? This cold snap, let's start with not the ones that may show up if things warm, but let's talk about, are things, you know, frozen, not never to return
well,
again?
Well, no. The things that were out there, like the corn root worm or the European corn borer, they're alive. The eggs have made it through the winter, and don't worry, they'll be out there splatting on your windshield once their time comes that they can move around. But if we move indoors and we get this little warm spell that's coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, a little bit when we get up in the 50s, that'll wake some things up in your house, and especially on the west and southwest side of your house, so that you might start seeing a lone carpenter ant that'll be walking along on the side of the wall inside the house, or you might get one of these leaf-footed bugs that comes in, or perhaps you might get an attic fly that's buzzing around on the windowsill. They will wake up in this little cold or this warm spell that will occur. Kind of unusual.
See, Where are they? Inside the walls?
Yeah, they're inside the walls. They've gotten in around inside the window frames, and they can wiggle their way in towards the heat, and you get a little warmth from the outside, and that just kind of gets things going. And it's not unusual to see some insects flying around inside the house. You know, I look at your lamps up here, and you've had a few flying around in here a bit. You know, you could do an insect collection inside this studio. In other words, you need the cleaning company to stop by once in a while and clean your lamps.
That's disgusting.
Cleaning company. On the list of things that they clean, take insects out of lamp fixtures. That's not even on the list.
I know, it probably isn't.
That's like the platinum, you know.
Yeah, that's the platinum plan. But I would tell people who have nice lighting inside their home right now, while you're sitting there, you know, having your cup of coffee this morning, just look up and into the lamp bowls that are around. Right, a lot of these you'll see little black dots. Well, those little black dots are, you know, the common house fly. There's probably some horse flies up there. A couple yellow jackets that have fallen in. You might even have a few fungus gnats that are flitting around it.